this is Dr. Daniel. Hi, Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about your medical records. Just another alibi. So we have questions, and we're doing questions. So Tom says, as a patient, I am horrified with my electronic health records, written by a scribe who puts down what she thought I said, or a medical assistant who, again, writes down what she doesn't understand because she does not understand basic medical terminology. So, Tom, do you really think it's an accident? No. Your scribe has been trained to understand what the patient conversation should be. And when she's only allowed to write down about maybe 5 or 6 different responses, and if you don't pick one of those responses, she'll pick one for you. And so, basically, the scribe puts down no bad news. At least no bad news for her employer. And then the medical assistant, same thing. They just write down whatever. If it's gibberish, so much the better. Again, can't get sued on gibberish. So you want to create a record that in no way incriminates the facility or the doctor. So while you're horrified because you think this is not accurate, that's not the point of it. The point of the electronic health record is to gather enough data on you so it can be sold to marketing organizations. That's number one. And number two, to create a record that is so confusing and incomprehensible that it cannot be used as a tool to incriminate anybody. What if you get hit by a bus or some other serious car accident with lots of serious injuries? Again, you really think they can save you? Of course not. In most car accidents, like 99.9%, two things happen. The accident is so trivial, the person would get better without any care. Or it's so serious, the person's going to die no matter what the care is. But there's no evidence that medical intervention alters the outcome of car accidents. So what I would do if I was in a car accident, what I told anyone who knows me to do, is if I'm in a car accident, scrape my body off the ground, take me home, put me to bed, and give me sips of water. But I'm going to get better or I'm not. Why don't I see the comment feed today? I don't know, because I'm seeing it. What do you suggest for someone trying to kick the Prolixin habit for schizoaffective disorder? Someone's trying to kick the Prolixin habit for a schizophrenic problem they don't have. So schizoaffective means affective, the modifier means you don't have schizophrenia. That's too bad. So I would say first, improve your nutrition. Dr. Dan's, any supplements to prevent malaria from mosquitoes? Answer is no. The prevention is tonic water. How to grow balding hair? Thank you. You're welcome, Janet. Dr. Dan's, how many hours of sleep do you say we need? All you can get, all you want. So I shoot for 8 hours at night, and then I try one day every, I'm pretty busy now, so about one day every 2 or 3 weeks, I'll just go to bed at 4 p.m. and sleep all the way through. But as much sleep as you want. What might my hubby use for open-angle glaucoma? Wrong way, go back. The question is, what caused the glaucoma? The answer is, he died. He needs to change it. So Denise thinks you should get recommended shots for traveling. I say get no shots. But it's your body. Do what you want. All right. So Sarah says, I'm doing turpentine and sugar for 5 days. Can I do liver flush after that? Yes, you can. What about insurance in case of accidents, breaks, and falls? Again, what you're missing is the medical intervention is irrelevant to your recovery. Once you get that, then you realize they'll make any difference. Now, as far as insurance in case of accidents, you know, you have, the law says you have to have car insurance anyway. So if you're injured in a car accident, the car insurance covers it. You have to have house insurance anyway. So if you climb up a ladder at your house and you fall off your ladder, the house insurance covers it anyway. Okay. Yep. Elishma says, my younger brother broke his arm when he was about 9. My mother set it, put a 2x4, that's right, put some duct tape on it, and prayed. And guess what? I'm sure it turned out fine. Mom has varicose veins in both legs. Doctor wants to take them out. Should she let him or just continue the vitality capsules? Definitely, if the vitality capsules are solving her problem, then that's the better way to go. Taking out varicose veins is not reasonable. Rick laughs. I scrape my body off the ground. Laugh my blank off. Okay. Yes, Lauren says, why would I get an invitation for a neuropathy-free luncheon? I was not diagnosed with it. I must be on some list. Exactly. And at the luncheon, Lauren, they hope to convince you that you might have it and should get more testing. So that free $20 or $10 luncheon, they're hoping you'll submit to at least $5,000 in testing. Okay. Sarah says, thank you, Doc. Terry. Yeah, so somebody has puffy eyes under my bags. They're trying to get rid of them, and they're already doing vitality capsules and following what I recommend. Let's just take their word for it. Then they would. The next step would be liver flushes. Can Tumertine be used for pets? Yes. What's good for migraine headaches? Hydration and bowel movements, to be honest with you. What did you do when traveling to Aruba? Have a darn good time. That's what I did. I took no shots, nothing. Went to Aruba, had a great time. Have you seen people use any good healing herbs in Panama? Actually, yes. Do you think Canada is worse off because we have free health care? Absolutely. I've had many Canadian clients pay me a substantial sum of money to undo the damage done by their health care they received. Scott says, go for the free neuropathy lunch and prove the life quote false. Not true. So they've done the statistics. They know if they can fill a certain number of seats, they're going to get a certain percentage of yeses. And a lot of people, when they sit through lunch, like, oh, well, I can get the testing done. Well, that's not really bad. Oh, you know. No. Sarah says, yes, you can take it for, no, actually, the sign-up is for 3 months to start. But there is a money-back guarantee. What is Kawasaki's disease? Basically, it's constipation and too much dairy. What are your thoughts on keto? I think they totally missed the point. But she was... My female relative got breast implants to be a 34G. That's a pretty big cup. What is a health risk that have increased for her? Well, let's just say she survived the breast surgery. So obviously the surgeon told her she could bleed to death, get an infection, die of that. So if she got past that, that's great. Really, nothing much. You know, I don't think. I wouldn't worry about it. How do you treat lipomas? This is very interesting. So you treat lipomas with vitality capsules and turpentine. They reduce very nicely with that. Ed says, but living in Los Angeles, walking, I could get hit by someone uninsured. Just saying. If my insurance is free, I may keep it just in case, but skip all the visits and stuff. No. If you're a pedestrian, you get hit by a car, 75% chance you're going to die. You're going to die. The question is, do the doctors get to torture you on your way to dying? So, again, as a pedestrian, your chances of surviving a car accident are just about nothing. I mean, only 25%. And that 25% is not increased by healthcare. So your problem is your belief system, and that's only you can deal with that. You know, I live in Panama where the cars have the right of way. If the car runs over in Panama, oh, well, you know, no need to carry health insurance. Okay, so what's the recommended dosage for turpentine for pets? I have a cat, and he sometimes has ear mites. I don't recommend turpentine for ear mites. A friend has severe depression. Brother had it also committed suicide suggestions. So the medicines for depression cause suicide. So as depressed as your whatever relative might be, the number one thing is stop all drugs, and that would include alcohol and cigarettes. Are you still taking cold showers? No. Now I just go lay in the streams. All righty. If high cholesterol is good, should we use lard liberally when we cook? The more animal fat, the better. What are your thoughts on ghee? So I think ghee is way too processed. So I don't eat it. I don't recommend it. And as you can see, I've survived it. Excellent health. If high cholesterol is good, yes, you should use lard. Every place you would have used butter or oil, use lard. Check out the group medical device problems. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's a group on medical devices, yes. Is gray or white hair a sign of copper deficiency? So gray or white hair is a sign of could be a sign of a lot of things. It can be a sign of low kidney function. It could be a sign of multiple mineral deficiencies. So it could be a sign of poor circulation to the hair. There's a lot of things it could be. All right, we have a question from Teresa in what appears to be Connecticut.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I wanted to know, I think I had listened to one of your archives program, and it was about the kidney, and you were saying how you can put the turpentine on the kidney to start the urine flow. So how do I put it on there? Do I use a certain type of cloth, muslin or something? I don't know. And how long do I leave it on there? And you said the same thing about thyroid. You can hold it to the thyroid?
Yeah, I didn't say hold it to the thyroid. I said apply. So you take your turpentine bottle, hand over the top of it, tip the bottle, and then take your hand, which now has turpentine on it, and rub it on your thyroid or rub it on your kidneys. And that's it. You should never, ever put turpentine on a muslin cloth, because it's a fire hazard from spontaneous combustion. So it's really, really important when you handle turpentine not to put it on cloths, because you could burn your house down. So don't do that. And all you do is put your hand over the bottle, tip it. Now you have turpentine on your fingers, and you apply turpentine on your thyroid, or if you want to put it in your kidneys, apply it back where your kidneys are. And it soaks right in, so there's no need to remove it at all. All right, so what we're doing with questions is we're just taking the questions, and then I'll answer the questions off air. So we know we're not maintaining phone contact during the questions. All right, Joe in California, what is your question, Joe?
Yeah, I was wondering if you're familiar with the 20 years ago, the Nobel Peace Prize included were the results of increasing nitric oxide in the blood, and I've been taking for about 2 weeks a real powerful one that is called Nitro Extreme. You put it under your tongue. It's not a drug, but boy, I tell you, I'm 75 years old and I feel like I'm 30 in 2 weeks. It's just transformed everything. I can play tennis now. I can work a full day. My brain fog is all gone, and I was wondering what you know about how to get nitric oxide levels increased in the blood by other means. Taking beet powder juice is good, I heard, and what you know about that. It's a big, big thing. You should sell it yourself because it was the Nobel Peace Prize, and the drug industry has been holding it down and not letting anybody know about it, but it's starting to come out now.
Okay.
And
let me get answer to your question here, Joe. So yes, I'm familiar with nitric oxide. A tremendous amount of research done with that, and it's really an individual thing. I'm so glad you're getting results with it. Other people get heart attacks and chest pain with it, so you really have to kind of, you know, proceed with caution. Viagra is that's the principle for Viagra, is it increases nitrous oxide in the circulation. But I personally don't bother with it. I just use, you know, other methods to get the job done, so to speak. All right, with Anthony in Georgia.
Speak regarding osteoarthritis.
What was the
question? You had recommended. I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis.
Right.
And you had recommended some product out of Russia last week, and I didn't write it down.
Oh, Shilajit. S-H-I.
S-H-I.
L-A.
L-A.
J-I-T.
J-I-T.
Yep, that's it.
Shilajit?
That's right.
And that's...
Yep, that's it. That's the product. So Shilajit will help you with your trace minerals, and then that'll be a big help. But as we talked about last week, I believe, since the cause was alcohol, beer consumption, the cure is to stop that consumption. All right, we've got Marie in North Carolina. Hi, Marie.
Hi. My question is, I have been experiencing, I wouldn't call them headaches, but it's like hot air that's in my skull, and it just moves all around in my head. And sometimes I get these real tingly, bad pains in my head. And I have been to a neurologist. I have taken MRIs, and no one can seem to tell me what the problem is. So I'm wondering.
Exactly. So stop it. No more tests for you.
Okay.
The thing to do is you have to increase your water intake. Your problem is you're dehydrated. That's number one. Number two, you have to increase your bowel movements. And number three, there's something in your diet that's keeping the party going. So you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the report, and follow that diet. And that's going to help clean out your body so that the stuff causing these bizarre symptoms will actually leave your body. All right. All right, so Nat says, I've been exposed to toxic mold. Although I've left my original moldy environment and left everything behind, I can't seem to get back to a normal life. Wondering if you have solutions for folks trying to recover from years of old mold exposure. Yes, however, it is complex, and a discovery session would be the best way to go. Vanessa Roper says, what's the best remedy to cure multiple sclerosis? It depends on how far things are. Let's say you have mild to medium. People have gotten great results just with Vitality Capsules. So go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your free report, then you'll get a screen where you can buy Vitality Capsules. If you want the extra strength Vitality Capsules, they do the best for multiple sclerosis. Denise says, will turpentine help with cataracts? Absolutely. Do you have sliding scale rates for discovery sessions? Nope. My husband just got one of those invites from one of the university hospitals on a study on blah, blah, blah cancer. Don't do it. Don't do it. So people die in these studies all the time. And what people usually do, which is why the studies are so invalid, is they'll get in a study, they get paid a certain amount of money to do it, and they'll start taking whatever it is. And then they will talk about that.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Dealing with Dr. Daniels, and we are taking questions. All right, Derek in Florida. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
Yeah. What is your one question? We'll take your question, and then you'll get your answer off air.
Okay, my wife is on Xarelto. Is there an alternative to that? She has muscular dystrophy. She's basically quadriplegic. And I'd like for her to get off of that, but I don't know what to...
So she's in a wheelchair. What's she taking the medicine for? Sounds like, you know. Wait, spell the medicine.
Ma'am?
Yeah, spell the name of the medicine.
Xarelto.
Is that an X or a Z?
I think it starts with a X. I'm not exactly sure. It's a blood thinner.
Oh. Well, she's on a blood thinner.
Xarelto, yeah, there's all kind of, I think lawsuits. Kills people and stuff.
Oh, well, if all she's taking is a blood thinner, you can replace that with vitamin C or cayenne pepper capsules. You know, there's no need for a blood thinner. I would recommend vitamin C. So you can just start with vitamin C. And what you can do is start with 1 teaspoon in a cup of water, have her drink that. And then increase the dose. First of all, just stop the Xarelto. And then increase the dose, increase the dose, increase the dose until she develops easy bruising. You know she bruises easy because you can just take your thumb and press it on her thigh or press it on her chest or on her arm. And if that causes a bruise, then cut back on the vitamin C dose, and that's going to be more than enough. Give her that every day, and that'll thin, you know, thin her blood. All right, I should say, nothing on this radio show is medical advice. Nothing is intended to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease. You should always talk to your doctor about anything concerning your body because, well, he owns you. All right, that's a disclaimer. Oh, and I'm not responsible, me, my employee, any employees, company, whatever, for any outcome that you may or may not have. All right, we have Kaylin in North Carolina. Hi, Kaylin.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I was diagnosed with the tinea versicolor and want to know what your recommendation is for it without taking their antibiotics.
So tinea versicolor, so I'll give your answer off air. You can listen on, you know, with everybody else. So tinea versicolor, for those of you who don't know, is a rash on the skin. It's pretty disfiguring. So even if you have white skin, white skin has a little bit of pigment in it, and so tinea versicolor looks like kind of an irregular rash all over your skin. So one way to handle it is to take Vitality capsules, and once you're pooping three times a day, take the turpentine orally. Then, once you get going with that, you can take castor oil, a quarter cup, and add a teaspoon of turpentine to it and put that on your body daily. And then the tinea versicolor will clear up. Usually it'll clear up in about a week or so, and then you're good to go. It might come back. The reason it would come back is if your liver is clogged, and so you might, if it comes back, have to either retreat or do a liver flush to clean out your liver. All right. So Ed says, Dr. Daniels, I did the Candida cleanse and my bloating and growling stomach is almost gone. How do I get my good bacteria back up? No need to. Your body will do this all by itself on a proper diet. All right. We have a question from Larry in California. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. It's a pleasure talking to you again. Yes, Dr. Daniels, I have a year and a half ago, I had a lot of pictures, radiation pictures from the dental office, and they took about 30 of them, and it started my problem of red spots, radiation spots. And ever since then, with the smart meter, more radiation spots, and all the way up for a year and a half, I haven't gotten rid of the red spots. What can I do to take care of the red spots?
Where are the red spots?
Well, they're back of the neck, forehead, and upper chest and back area. There's a little like pimples or red spots that broke out, and I was wondering if that was from the radiation, all the radiation that's going on.
Ah, okay. All right. So we'll give your answer off air. The so when you have radiation damage, if all you have is red spots, you really got away easy. You're pretty lucky, so that's good. The fact that these spots are on your skin is pretty much the giveaway to the cure, if you want to call it that. But the damage to your skin was extensive, and so what you need to do is repair the damage to your skin. So I would recommend eating, well, skin. No, please don't go. I don't want to stay here on my own.
Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning? Oh, doctor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
W. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All right. So we had Larry in California, and Larry had a question about radiation and these red spots on his chest and face. And so really what we have to do is build new skin at a very fast rate. Pig ears, chicken feet, ham hocks, those would be the best. And so you would eat those 4 to 8 ounces a day, and you would see your spots go away. All right. Andy says, I've tried the Vitality capsules, and just taking one a day gives me diarrhea. Am I doing something wrong? I don't know. So, Andy, it doesn't matter if the stools are loose or not. You just need three of them. So the question is, how many loose stools are you having? If you're having three loose stools, don't worry about it. Go with it. You're going to clean out, and then, you know, you'll see. You'll feel a lot better. Sarah says, we love you, Doc. Thank you for your time and what you do for us. We appreciate everything. Thank you, Sarah. So Terry says, what's the best method to address a vascular compromise indicated by an earlobe crease in a 43-year-old man? Does it matter if he had the crease since childhood? No, it doesn't matter. I would simply have him make sure he stays very well hydrated, and that would solve the problem. Lorenz says, Love your hair up. Your skin is beautiful. Castor oil, right? Yes. So I also put lavender oil in my castor oil. So Diane says, what do you burn to purify the air? And the answer is you can use Palo Santo. I use, like I said, sage, the sage stick. It's sage wrapped in twine. All right. Does excess estrogen cause stones? Absolutely. Absolutely. So excess estrogen. So estrogen is made from cholesterol. When your body no longer needs the estrogen, it breaks it down into cholesterol fragments. And those cholesterol form cholesterol stones in the bile, and boom, you have gallstones. And this is why pregnant ladies get gallstones, or after they have the baby. How do you get your estrogen levels up? I don't get it. You don't. I don't understand the question. Why would you want to get your estrogen levels up? Lori says, let's do my 13-year-old acne. She eats very good. Well, not good enough. So, yeah, she would need a discovery session to sort through exactly what she's doing wrong. All right, let's see. So, 2 bubbles a day is okay on turp and sugar? No. 3 bubbles a day. 3. So, this person said, just to be mindful of chelators, once the metal is chelated, it then has to be eliminated from the body. Absolutely. So a chelator for heavy metals is not enough. And the problem with some chelators is they're removed through the kidneys, and they damage the kidneys and cause kidney failure. So you have to be careful what kind of chelator you are using. All right, trying to get to this questions. I'm not seeing question. So Don Quixote has a question about black salve. Would Dr. Dan use it for skin tags? No, I wouldn't. Annoying crusty skin eruptions? No, I wouldn't. Possible melanomas? Yes. So I would say black salve I would only use it for a possible melanoma, and definitely with the zinc. Lipodema. All right. Family just moved my 90-year-old friend to a nursing home. Before the move, he was having stress-induced tremors. So whenever he got upset, he'd have a tremor. Otherwise, he was fine. All right. Now, after the move, he's having them every day, and it lasts nearly 20 minutes. He's just taken to the emergency room and given tests and a CAT scan and released with a clean bill of health. Could you think of something else he could do or take to lessen these tremors? Absolutely. He should definitely leave the nursing home. This guy has got to network, get some friends, read that book, How to Win Friends, Influence People, get someone to take him in. Let go of his assets if he has to, whatever. But it's a nursing home that's creating the sickness and making him ill with a combination of the food and with the drugs. So if you can't get him out of the nursing home, then somebody needs to bring him his food every day, the food he's accustomed to. Yeah, all right. So that's it. We got that. ZB. Again, so I'm about to come to Panama for an in-person appointment with you and also to do some dental work. Okay, I do not have an office in Panama, so in-person appointments are not available. So I would say just do a discovery session. We can do it via Skype, and we can talk and chat. That's fine. Could you recommend a dental surgeon who can do some cavitation work? No. I'm not a fan of cavitation work. And so I have not tracked down dentists who do it. But if you're interested in that, you should, you know, check with the maybe online chat centers and see what they, anyone who's gotten cavitation work, where they've gotten it, and if it has helped. Suzanne says, easy recipe for pig ears and Instapot, please. Oh, yeah, just put the pig ears in there. Well, first you have to rinse the pig ears off. I recommend shaving them with one of those big disposable razors. Shave that hair off those pig ears. It makes a much better dining experience. And you want to be sure to put some salt in there, bay leaf, garlic, and hot pepper. And then you're good to go. Oh, pressure cook for 2 hours. Oh, it went in an inch. Okay. So Jan says, I stabbed myself with scissors in my hand between my thumb and first finger. It went in an inch. There's not an inch in there. You know what I mean? It's like it's pretty thin there. Okay. So we'll take your word for that, Jan. It got infected, swelled up, and pain from my hand all the way up my arm, my armpit, breast, nipple, and my hand, head. A bump on my back of my head and the left side of the step, the side of the stabbing injury. What can I do? You should put turpentine, douse the whole wound with turpentine, and do that like 5 times. A day. And then if you have Vitality capsules, increase them so that you're pooping about 5 times and drink lots of water. And you'll see that the whole thing will just reverse. Aspartate has wheat in it. Is it okay, Doc? Yep, it works. Even with all those terrible ingredients. I read the ingredients like, oh my God, it's terrible. But it works. Oh, here's my Shilajit brand. Let's know what Shilajit brand I use. So this is my Shilajit bottle. And as you can see, it's Mumio, not in English. That's Russian. Yep, see all the Russian characters up there? Yep, it's Russian. From the Russian Federation on eBay. I'll have to contact them. Maybe they'll let me distribute it. So I bought aspartate, says Rick. I put a bit on my tongue, but I did not get the reaction you described. I think I got something different, but it does have a very strong garlicky smell, onion garlicky smell. All right, so if you don't get any kind of like vibes from the aspartate, then that means you need to clean your system out and hydrate more. Odette says, anything I can use topically for a toothache? Yes, clove oil. What are your thoughts on colonics? They're very depleting. Cedric says, I have organic dried hawthorn berries. How do I measure them? First of all, you put them in a blender and you grind them. And then you measure them out by the teaspoon. I would say an eighth. Yes, you have to grind it. Christine says, when you put oil on your skin, doesn't it prevent the skin from breathing? And isn't that important? It depends what kind of oil you use. So lard, castor oil, almond oil, and olive oil are the best. So yes, Karen, the clove oil works for an abscess tooth. Can children take Vitality capsules? Absolutely. All right. Hannon says, my 5-year-old son cut his head open and got glued at the hospital. Do you recommend anything for scars? Well, let me see how it works out. You might not get much of a scar out of it. But first of all, I would not have recommended at all going to the hospital. So if you had just taken a handful of cayenne pepper, pushed it against the cut, applied pressure to stop the breathing, the bleeding, and then just bandaged it, that would have healed without a scar. Dorothy Swain, how to increase bowel movements. Go to vitalitycapsules.com and get your bottle today. Ed, what's a discovery session? Discovery session is your personal appointment with me where we talk one-on-one and sort out your problems. Oh, you can get those at... Nope. There you go. That. Oh, my God. So Dorothy's got a granddaughter with a keloid. So you've got to, the keloid is exactly the opposite problem that most people have. So if you have a keloid, you have too much connective tissue, so you have to stop the pig's feet, the pig ears, the chitlins, all those pig parts, stop it. And then you've got to make sure she poops 3 times a day. Vitality capsules will help with that. And you have to clean up her diet with no additives or chemicals. And you'll actually see the keloids shrink down and go away, and the scar will flatten. Now, that's going to take about a year, but you will actually see the scar flatten, and then actually the pigment will change to her normal skin. Does harder water from well water cause stones? It can cause arthritis, for sure, and stones. The recommendation is just to switch to distilled water. Distill your well water. Scott says, is that pressure cook on too for low pressure? No, I do it on high pressure. And yes, you're right. Those ears are nice and soft, and the liquid is nice and stiff. Are grains and legumes bad? It depends. Oh, thank you, Cedric. Cedric posted the discovery session link. All right, we have JR in California. JR, what is your one question?
Yes, hi, Dr. Yes, hi, Dr. Mm-hmm. I heard a gentleman call in talking about osteoarthritis, and I went down to write down the name of that stuff that you recommended. And I, in doing so, I missed your last statement on what caused it. Would you please answer that? Thank you.
Oh, he drank a lot of alcohol.
Okay.
So I told him to at least quit that.
And that would help.
His problem would solve it. Okay. All right. We have Catherine in North Carolina. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
What is your one question? When you ask your question... Then we disconnect you, and we give you. You can take. You'll listen to your answer off the air. All right. What is your question?
I'd like to know how to treat cure dementia. I take care of some in demented patients. Can you please help me with that?
Most of them, the dementia is caused by the drugs they're on. But let's say they're not on any drugs, then the dementia is caused by malnutrition. You just feed them pig brain or cow brain. So you probably don't have the authority to do that. I don't know. But that would be the answer. That's the quick answer. All right, we got Mike in Florida. Hi, Mike.
Hello, doctor. Thanks for letting me in. I'm calling about my 9.5-year-old granddaughter. Her mother found spots on her, red spots in there. Apparently, they did a 47 allergen bareback test, and this weekend they have
Stop. So is that the whole sum total of the problem, that her mother found spots?
Yes.
Okay, stop right there. If the only problem is spots, the answer is ignore it. All the tests, irrelevant, doesn't matter what they show. If the kid walks, talks, eats, grows, and just has red spots and plays outside, you're done. Stop right there. So all the tests in this case just show irrelevant, spurious stuff that is just going to give them a reason to fill her with drugs and surgery. So kids don't have to do much. All they have to do is eat, drink water, poop, and grow, and hopefully behave a little bit. But that's it. So if your kid is doing that and he's not having any discomfort or complaints, you can ignore any and all spots. Just let it go. Kid's going to outgrow it. It's going to go away. It's not a big deal. All right. Oh, my God. We are almost done. We're almost out of time. Let me see if we have any. I think that's it. We're going to commercial. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All right. Gosh, we've got so many here. Best way to cure an enlarged prostate is change your diet and stop eating processed foods. Honestly, if you grew your own food, that would be the ultimate cure, but that may not be available to you. So eat food that's as free as chemicals, as chemical-free as possible. My sister is on medication for epilepsy. Is it okay to start turpentine? She'd like to know. She should do the turpentine protocol. Go to vitalitycapsules.com. Download the report. It's free. Read it carefully. Follow the diet and the cleansing instructions prior to starting turpentine. She may find she doesn't even need turpentine and she can get rid of her epilepsy just with that. Mm-hmm. All right, these are great questions. I am sorry that we do not have time to answer all of them, but I will answer one more. The White says, where do you get pig brain or cow brain, Dr. Daniels? You mentioned having authority, meaning someone that has been declared a caregiver. No, I mean that you, the caregiver, don't have authority. I also mean that you might not have the authority to cook it and give it to them, and that whoever is in charge of them, whether it's a relative or the government or the nursing home, might object. Pamela Nash says, thank you. Sarah says, thank you. You're welcome. Yay! Okay, Cedric, we'll see you on the 19th of the Healers webinar. I have to post a link for people to sign up for that, that program. All right. The directions of my Sheila did in Russian. That's, yep. But I just put a very little bit in the end of the stick. Yep, just like you saw on the video, just like I did. And you take it pretty much daily. So is it generally bad to take vitamin D3? You know, I'm beginning to think so. That there are other ways to handle the whole vitamin D issue. Nisa, they got my kidneys filtering. Are black specks bad in my urine? No, they're not. That's just crap coming out of your kidneys, which is good. All right. I think, well, maybe we have another question here. I'm telling you. How to get rid of scar tissue? It's various ways. You can do the slow way, which is apply castor oil. But probably definitely a quicker way would be to apply turpentine. And that'll actually dissolve the scar. But you got to stop eating what's causing the scar formation. All right. There's it. There's the music. The fat lady is singing. As always, thing happens, and we'll see you next week.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me, dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-